In the name of the Father and of the Son and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. For unto us a child is born. Who knows that part of Handel's Messiah? Who knows Isaiah 9:6 because they know that part of Handel's Messiah? Anticipation. Advent is about anticipation. Just like Tuesday, when we all gathered to decorate the church for Christmas once again, the anticipation of pulling out nativity figures, the anticipation of putting ornaments on a tree, or five. The anticipation of cookie walks and presents being opened and just all of the stuff that this time of year brings. Isaiah wasn't talking about Jesus. I'll say it again. Isaiah was not talking about Jesus. Full of anticipation, absolutely. Isaiah's oracle in the ninth chapter is very full of anticipation. But what he was writing about was the anticipation of a newborn prince who would hopefully bring changes to the kingdom. A newborn baby who would someday rule and not keep the people in darkness. A newborn baby who would one day grow up to be a king and sit on David's throne, and the days of persecution and the days of captivity and the days of being in bondage to darkness would be done. Isaiah was talking about Hezekiah. But just because Isaiah, when he was writing, did not have the baby born in the manger in mind, does not mean that the baby born in the manger did not fulfill the prophecy, did not live up to Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. As we go through Advent, we're going to talk about each one of those princely titles. And this week, we talk about Wonderful Counselor. To be a Wonderful Counselor is to govern in a way that is wise and in a way that is vastly different from what had happened before. When Isaiah wrote this oracle, the two warring groups would have been King Hezekiah, who was the prince that was born that he was writing about, that would grow up in the Assyrian Empire. And the bondage and the exile and the darkness the faithful people were kept in during that time, the hope was that Hezekiah would be the ruler that would free them from that. When Jesus came along, the empire in charge at the time was the Roman Empire. Something had to change. There was great anticipation that change would come. Something had to change in the way that things were done. You remember the start of the Christmas story? And Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem to be counted. Thank you, Roman Empire. When Quirinius was governor, so the census could be taken, they had to return to the land of their birth. That's a long journey for a pregnant woman to make on the back of a donkey. But something had to change. And so what changed? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus was born, And he grew up, and he governed in a way that was unexpected. He was wise beyond his years. Remember the story about Jesus being lost in the temple and Mary and Joseph couldn't find him? He was, 8 years old at the time? And he was off teaching in the temple, and they're searching high and low for him, can't find him, and what is he doing? He, as a child, is teaching his elders. He was wise beyond his years. He governed with peace. You think about every story you know about the man who died on the cross and those 33 years he spent walking this earth. He governed in a different kind of way. Rome was brutal. Rome was darkness. And Jesus came and said, what? I am the light of the world. Counselor, governor. He led by example. The child we are anticipating grew up to be a man who led by example. Wonderful counselor. He did things in a way that nobody'd seen before. He ate with sinners. He ate with outcasts. He talked to prostitutes. He cleansed lepers. He dealt with people that everybody else pushed aside. He did things quietly and in a way that had never been seen before. It was extraordinary the way Jesus did what he did. I'm sure Mary didn't have a clue. Not a clue. When that angel came down and told her that she'd be the mother of the Son of God. I'm sure she'd heard of Isaiah's prophecy. I'd almost bet my robe on the fact that she understood the history and that they thought Hezekiah was the one promised. We know that she, in her teen years as she was, she'd lived for 15 or 16 years as a faithful Jew, understanding not only what scriptures had taught and what history had taught and what her culture was teaching, but also what it was to live under Roman rule. I'd almost be willing to say she really, honest to God, did not know what would happen over the next 33 years. Who her son would become, truly. It's like when you get told something that seems so fantastical that it can't possibly be true. How is it that the child born of her would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Those words that had been there for centuries. The lessons and the prophecy and the understanding and the learning that had been there for centuries. Maybe it's the hope. Maybe it's the hope that things will change. Maybe on this Sunday when we light the candle of hope, it's the hope that things will not stay the same forever. But the promise that was true in Isaiah's day when he wrote his prophecy. That the hope that was true with the baby born in the stable and the man crucified on the cross and raised from the dead, maybe perhaps that hope still lives today. Maybe with the Christmas trees and the nativities and the presents and the carols and the candles and the everything else about this season, maybe the hope that we unpack from the boxes is that it won't stay dark forever. That the light of the world is coming. And what's more, the light of the world is already here. Jesus was born, and we celebrate and anticipate his birthday yet again. Maybe when we pack up the Christmas decorations in January, or February, or March. Amen. That's my house. Thank you very much. We'll take them down in time for Easter. Anyway, maybe we need to leave the hope out so that it sits there all year long. Maybe hope isn't just born in a stable. Maybe hope is something we need to keep out all year long. And if that means leaving a nativity out where you can see it all year, I'm 100% behind that. Because Jesus did come, and he is coming again. And when he comes again, as he reigns right this minute, he is a wonderful counselor. He's the counselor of wonders. The things that he does are beyond imagination and beyond belief. Why? Because he is God and always has been. Yep, I think I'm going to leave a little hope out this year. Amen.